In today's show, we take a look at injuries right across the NBA. Michael Bolton.
Thanks, Josh. It's Michael Bolton here, and it's time for another episode of the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it, indeed.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com. And you can find me on Twitter, as always, at Redrock underscore Beeble, on TikTok at Redrock underscore Beeble, and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Thank you for making Locked On Fantasy Basketball your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. So we're here to look at the injury status of teams across the NBA. And I know people complain, man, everyone's hurt at the moment. It's not true. I know that you guys see something and someone on your team gets hurt, and this is why you never play playoffs, because at this point of the year, everyone gets hurt. It's just not true. There are a couple of weird situations in Detroit and San Antonio. It is going to get bad. It is going to get weird starting this week and more so into next week, but it hasn't been that bad. And I say that as someone who's, you know, trying to take a 10,000 foot view of everything here. If it did impact you and you cop some injuries in the playoffs, yeah, that sucks. Like that's bad. And that can happen at any point of the year, but it isn't any worse at this point than what it is during other points in the year. I assure you of that. Warning.
Let's get it on, Gilly.
All right. The Atlanta Hawks. There's only Jalen Johnson on that injury report. They did an MRI. They said it's going to be at least a week. That's a hammy. That's going to put him out for a while. This pushes AJ Griffin into a sizable role. Griffin's played 21 and 20 minutes the last two games. They play very different positions. But what it means, we just get more DeAndre Hunter playing the four and Griffin slides in at the three more. They don't have another four they want to throw in there. Fair enough. Griffin's been pretty good. That puts him onto the like 16-team radar, maybe even 14, with some 12-team streaming value. I'm not sure that we actually see Johnson again this season. I reckon we just might have Griffin taking that spot rest of year now that Johnson is out. That only impacts certain leagues, but I wouldn't be shocked if we get a nice little stretch coming up where Griffin is a 12-team league player. I think that's a distinct possibility. For the Celtics, Marcus Smart missed the last game with a hip injury. All the way back, I think it was in December, Smart had a problem with his ankle and he said, look, I'm going to have to sit some games. Like, my body's not right. This is going to go on all season. I think we ignored some of that. Right. I remember mentioning it at the time, but I sort of ignored it past that. And then talking about some of his bad form. He's been hurt all season. And then now this hip thing has come up that caused him to miss Saturday's game. I'm not really having too many doubts that he returns on Tuesday. In fact, they will get Al Horford back on Tuesday. And they might actually get the Rock DJ, Robbie Williams, back as well. Rock DJ. Williams has been out 2 weeks since the 3rd of March. A little over 2 weeks, actually. So that's probably about the right area for him to come back from a hamstring. They played Tuesday and then Friday. So if he doesn't play on Tuesday, Rob, I'd expect him back Friday. I'd expect him back on 20 minutes only and not 26 or 27. And I do think that with only three games, maybe two games this week and limited minutes, it's just a very, especially in a points league, it's very hard to consider Rob Williams a holdable player. Peyton Pritchard's going to be out a while. I wouldn't expect to see him in the regular season at all with this heel issue. If Smart and Williams both play, someone asked me on, I don't know where, and I didn't get back to them, because I'm swamped with questions of people asking. It would happen somewhere. But the question was, if Williams comes back, does it impact Derek White? Like, yes, it does. Derek White will move to the bench most likely eventually. But even if he doesn't at first, it will put a cap on his minutes. Now, there was a lot of outrage from the Celtics fans and media, the fact that Derek White played zero fourth quarter minutes in their loss to the Jazz, which of course is insane considering he's their third best player. So we'll see if there's any change there. But I do think that Williams' return eventually has some sort of an impact on what Derek White can do. For the Brooklyn Nets, it's just Ben Simmons. And whenever this injury resolves or we get something on it, I don't expect Simmons to play again this season. He's dealing with a back and a knee and with being Ben Simmons. And he's just not going to play. And the Nets are otherwise healthy. And that's frustrating. For the Hornets, we know who's on the injury report there.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, it's Mark Williams. He's out again on Monday with that thumb injury. They don't play again until Thursday. If he misses Thursday, they've got a Thursday, Friday back-to-back, I will feel more confident in saying he's done for the season. They won't tell us because their injury reporting is shit. When's the last time you heard anything from Charlotte on Cody Martin, who's played about four games this season? Just keep every game. Oh, he's actually out today. Oh, no shit, guys. He's out, is he? Oh, wow, what a shock. Just the 55th time this season that we don't hear anything on it. So I don't expect Williams to play. He could, but I don't expect him to. Richards is the guy, even though Kai Jones has been good last couple of games with foul trouble for Richards, but Jones is in the mix as well. And with Martin, look, he's not playing. It's simple as that. I think that this team is going to have injuries crop up in the next couple of weeks to Haywood and Rogier and Oubre, and that's going to mean Dennis Smith becomes hot commodity. It's going to mean that, honestly, we're going to get games from James Bouknight as well. Like, he's going to play. And there's going to be Svi Mihailuk and Bryce McGowans. This team is going to turn to shit. Basically, as soon as the calendar hits April or like the 28th or so of March, I think things are going to turn really weird there for the Charlotte Hornets. For the Bulls, got the rabbit hunter, Alex Caruso.
Be very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
He's actually listed questionable for Monday. I'd be shocked if he played, honestly. I don't know why he's listed questionable. He left Monday's game with a foot sprain. They're calling it mid-foot soreness. He's had this injury already this season. I don't know. It feels pretty wild to play him on Monday. If he is out, it's Beverly, it's Williams, it's White who will step up. But who knows? They've also got Javonte Green, who could be returning. I didn't think we'd see Javonte Green return this season. We still haven't, but him being listed questionable means that his return looks like it's going to be coming soon. He could, I guess, fill in for Caruso, who's playing the 3 and 4 a lot. Green's a 3 and 4. And he's not going to have an impact in many fantasy leagues, considering how many months he's been out here with his knee problem, but it looks like his return is coming up really soon. Jarrett Allen is officially questionable for Tuesday with that eye contusion. If he's not back Tuesday, I'd be stunned if Jarrett Allen doesn't play against Brooklyn. It does seem that we are really close to his return coming. With him out, it's Caris LeVert, who's been really benefiting in that situation.
Tricaris.
Lamar Stevens for deeper leagues and a little bit of Chetty Osman. But as soon as Allen comes back, that will have an impact on LeVert and Stevens and Okoro and Osman there as well. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The NBA playoffs are just around the corner. The NCAA tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use, and you can bet on everything from the money line to point scorers and three-pointers made as well. We have a look at some games here. The Bulls and the Sixers for Monday. The Sixers are 8.5-point favorites. The Sixers are good. They're stomping everybody. Is 8.5 enough? I don't know. And we could go through and have a look at the individual player props in those games as well, because FanDuel lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. Don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And don't forget to gamble responsibly. The Dallas Mavericks. Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic. Kyrie is listed questionable for Monday's game with foot soreness. He had that foot issue that caused him to miss three games last week. He played 39 minutes on Friday. I think he's going to be a little bit of an on and off guy through the rest of the season. There seemed to be some sort of injury on that foot that he said that he heard a crack or something in the ball of his foot, and there's going to be a lot of soreness creep up. So just, I think he's going to be appearing quite often on the injury report. Luka is out on Monday with the thigh strain. That'll make it five straight games. They play on Wednesday against the Warriors and then a Friday, Sunday against the Hornets. I think Luka returns this week. I don't know which game. I think there is a decent chance he plays on Wednesday. In fact, I would pencil in Wednesday for a Luka return. If both Kyrie and Luka are out, then we look at Josh Green and Jaden Hardy. Timmy Hardaway is also on the injury report for Monday. He is questionable with an illness. He does get a boost, theoretically, if Luka is out or with Luka out and maybe Kyrie out. But his absence, paired in with those other two, really does boost the value of Green and Hardy significantly into at least one-day streamers. And, of course, Christian Wood should get a boost. Wood played 34 minutes last game off the bench with Luka out because they do need that offense, and Jason Kidd finally realized that. Markieff Morris, did you know he played for this team? He's currently listed out with a knee issue. Denver's injury report is clean. They only played two games this week, and the only guy on the injury report is Colin Gillespie, who I hope can get healthy. I want to see him play a game. He hasn't played a game yet. This is one of the nonsense teams. It is the Detroit Pistons, and it's very hard for us to understand what is happening on a game-by-game basis. Isaiah Livers is dealing with hip soreness. He has missed three straight games. When he returns, does he start over legendary prospect developer Rodney Magruder? I don't know. Do I even care if Livers starts? Probably not that much. But his absence impacts a lot of other guys. The other one there is the passport legend, Jalen Duren, who played only 9 minutes last game, copped a hop knock in the head, and I'm guessing is getting concussion testing. It's probably going to be a doubt playing on Tuesday. They only played two games this week. There is absolutely no reason to have Livers or Duren rostered, and with Duren out, it means Bagley and Wiseman step up. I don't know whether Bagley and Wiseman are good enough to hold in two-game weeks. They're not, but Duren's absence does boost some of their value. We've also got RJ Hampton, who missed last game with back spasms. I mean, cool, so you can get those minutes into Corey Joseph as much as possible. That's why I don't really think that one's a real injury. Oh, sorry, a fake injury. Hampton's not useful in many fantasy leagues anyway. And then the fake ones are really here. Bojan Bogdanovic with his Achilles and Alec Burks with his foot injury.
Alec Burks.
I honestly don't think we're going to see them again this season. This is exactly what Detroit did the last 2 years with both Jeremy Grant and Corey Joseph. They kept listing them out, and then it took about 3 weeks and they said, LOL, they're not playing again. That's the same pattern that happened last year. They held on to them. They didn't trade them at the trade deadline, and then they just stopped playing them. This is why this franchise sucks and why they are, despite all of the shit that the Thunder get, the Pistons and the Rockets are by far the worst two teams in the NBA and have been for the last 3 years. So I don't expect Bogdanovic to play this week. I don't know. He's not going to play. That's it. Let's rule him out. Drop him 2 weeks. Done. Same with Burks. Done. They're gone. It makes projections hard because we're trying to balance all this stuff moving forward. But I really don't think these guys are going to return this season. This is where shenanigans are happening. The Warriors. We've got Kevon Looney on the injury report for Monday with a back issue. If he is out, well, it's going to probably have to be JaMychal Green. They'll probably start Draymond at center, Kuminga at power forward, but Green will get the minutes. So Kuminga becomes a good option. JaMychal Green becomes at least like a deeper league stream. And maybe even Anthony Lamb gets some extra value there because they're behind Kuminga, Lamb, and Green. There's no other big man on this roster. It's Moody, it's Milk Jerome, it's Lester Quinones, who they signed to that two-way. That's it. They're their big men if Looney are out. Gary Payton's still out with that abdominal issue, at least another week or so, I'm guessing. And Andy Wiggins still out with the personal issue. I'm not expecting him back in the regular season. Andre Iguodala, his regular season is over after undergoing wrist surgery. For the Houston Rockets, you've got the Filipino legend Jalen Green appearing on the injury report with a thigh issue. He played like tons of minutes recently. He's getting a lot of shots. He played, 40, 38, 40, 39 the last four games. So we're expecting good minutes for him. But this is a Sunday, Monday back-to-back. So we'll see whether he sits that out. If he is out, then I do like Josh Christopher as an option to stream in there. And I think it does help Tari Eason a little bit too because we already know that Jayshon Tate is out. It is a back-to-back. He's dealing with that ankle problem. They have one more back-to-back. And I think Tate and that ankle will sit that other back-to-back as well. We've also got the delicate dancer, Alperen Şengün.
It's a delicate dance in just 17 steps.
Şengün is dealing with an illness. He is questionable for Monday. I feel like he's had a million illnesses this season. If he is out, then I think they'll start Eason at power forward and Smith at center, which means Eason's a great play, and that gives a little bit of a boost to Ujman Garuba in deeper formats, but the real beneficiary there is going to be Tari Eason, and that also helps the guys like the wings, like Josh Christopher with Tate out and maybe Green out. There could be some real big opportunities streaming opening up here for the Rockets if these guys do happen to sit. The Indiana Pacers. We know that Tyrese Haliburton is out. He'd be out at least Monday, Wednesday. I'm expecting the rest of the week. Mathurin, Duarte, and Isaiah Jackson are all questionable for Monday. Mathurin with the ankle sprain. Pretty shocked, honestly, that he is back this quickly. We'll see, but he's a guy that's going to get more usage if Haliburton is out, but we know he's a very, very limited category league player. In a points league, if he plays, no worries. In a category league, he might score 18 points with two rebounds and an assist and no defensive stats and bad field goal percentage. He's really struggled for majority of this season. But there is an increased usage opportunity. The problem here is that Mathurin and Duarte both play similar positions. So if both of those guys are out, you get big boosts for Nwora and Neesmith, and Georgie Hill moves into that mix. If they both play, it impacts a bunch of other guys. And then it even impacts other players because they push Nwora and Neesmith up to the four. And that impacts the value of a deeper league option like an O'Shea Brissett. Isaiah Jackson's questionable with a knee problem. I thought this was going to be the game where Jackson would get back and get a two-game run at being the backup center. But if he is out, then Jalen Smith will get another run and be pretty useful, I think.
Ah, Smitty.
But again, trying to understand a Pacers rotation is pretty tough to do. For the LA Clippers, we've got Storm and Norman Powell with that shoulder injury. He's out at least another week. Obviously, we're not holding on to him. With all of the way the rotation is running, Powell is not a valuable option. It does help that he is, with him out, that Eric Gordon gets that boost. BJ Boston also dealing with a tailbone issue that's kept him out for quite a bit of time. The LA Lakers, LeBron is still on the sidelines. With that foot issue, they keep saying, are we expecting back before the end of the season? Do they mean end of regular season? Do they mean the play-in? Do they mean the playoffs? I don't know. So I'm taking it as regular season. They do expect him back, but I don't expect LeBron back this week. And we've seen what happens with him out. Austin Reeves is the guy stepping up. They don't play until Wednesday, though. That makes it tough to hold like a Dennis Schroeder. But I think Reeves has done enough here without LeBron to be a hold through that spot. I don't think Beasley is. I don't think Vanderbilt is. Vanderbilt's iffy. But I think Reeves probably is. And Troy Brown isn't, obviously, either. And neither is Wenyen Gabriel, who has been rostered in quite a few leagues. Mo Bamba's done for the regular season. The Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant is out on Monday for conditioning. The expectation is, at least from me, that he'll be back on Wednesday against the Rockets. Jaren Jackson Jr. is questionable with calf soreness. If he does miss, then Santi Aldama becomes the stream option there with a little bit of David Roddy for deeper leagues, but that's really all we need to worry about. Steven Adams is out for the regular season with his knee, and Vince Williams is on the injury report with a shoulder issue. For Miami, Cody Zeller dealing with a nasal fracture. He's probably out another game or two. With him out, they are going a little bit to Orlando Robinson, but not really. You're seeing just more minutes for the guards. You're seeing more Max Strus. You're seeing a little bit more Kevin Love. But if Zeller plays, he'll go back and get those 14, 15 minutes, and that'll impact Strus. It'll probably impact a couple of Love, maybe one or two of Martin as well, and that doesn't impact really any leagues at all, I wouldn't have thought. Milwaukee Bucks. Jay Crowder missed last game with a calf injury.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
He's not really much of a fantasy option anyway, but his absence helps Bobby Portis. His presence hurts Bobby Portis. Because Portis plays 24-25 without Crowder and 19 when Crowder plays. And 19 for Portis is not enough to be a 12-team league player. Goran Dragic signed with the Bucks and hasn't played a single second with his knee issues. Thanasis is just away from the team. And Myers Leonard is dealing with a calf issue that caused him to miss the last game, but he's not an every night regular rotation player anyway. So the only one there that's really interesting is Jay Crowder and then his impact on Bobby Portis and probably a little bit on Paddy Connaughton as well. The Minnesota Timberwolves have a decent size injury report. They are playing on Monday. Anthony Edwards is listed as questionable. His ankle injury looked pretty bad, but they have listed him questionable, which gives us an idea that maybe he's a chance to play. With him out, they started Torian Prince last game. He didn't do very much. Nikhil Alexander-Walker is the one that I would look to. He only played 19 minutes, but that doesn't seem like it's the right decision. They got pumped, so maybe they will change that Torian Prince starting at the two lineup, which, again, was stupid. So we'll see where Alexander Walker fits in there. But it doesn't appear like Edwards is going to miss a significant amount of time. They keep listing Rudy Gobert as questionable with the ankle problem and Naz Reid questionable with the calf issue. It doesn't seem to actually be any risk of them sitting games, so I don't think we worry there. But, of course, if Gobert is out, we add Reid. If Reid is out, we add Garza. I don't think they're going to miss. Austin Rivers is dealing with a back problem. He actually, if Edwards is out and Rivers is healthy, Rivers probably would have been the starter, but he's dealing with that problem. Jalen Noel's been out for weeks with this knee problem. No idea when he's going to play. And Karl Anthony Towns, well, we still don't really know. They said coming weeks. I'm just going to say he's not going to come back this week. Maybe he's back like the start of April, but honestly, we're just guessing at this point. Speaking of guessing, the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't know when Zion Williamson's coming back. I believe his reevaluation is scheduled for this week after they've said, well, he'll be back in 2 weeks or reevaluated in 2 weeks and then put another week or so on top of that. This should be that time frame this week, so maybe we get a Zion update this week. We'll rule him out for this week. I don't think we get him until at the earliest, like the 30th of March. Obviously, he's been a drop in fantasy leagues for a long time. His absence helps the value of Trey Murphy, Herb Jones quite a bit. But I don't think we're not getting full strength Zion Williamson back this regular season. Jose Alvarado, he's probably out another 2 weeks at least with that stress fracture or stress reaction issue in his in his leg. The next two teams, the New York Knicks, no injury to report on their injury report at all. The Orlando Magic, no injury, or not the Orlando Magic, sorry. The Oklahoma City Thunder, no injury to report on their list either, apart from the guys that we already know are out for the season, Chet Holmgren and Kenrich Williams. There's no other injuries to report for those guys. And for your often injured Orlando Magic, it's just Jalen Suggs, who's dealing with a concussion. He's out for Tuesday. With him out, Cole Anthony just gets that real big boost. They play again Thursday, Sunday. Anthony is worth a 12-team league roster spot. With Suggs out, Kevon Harris is playing, and they've gone to Caleb Houston over Bol Bol recently also, for those of you in deeper formats. But really, no injuries happening here at all. And Philadelphia, the same. It's PJ Tucker. He missed last game with an ankle injury. He's questionable for Monday. If he is out, they started Danuel House. I don't know that they do that again. They'll probably go back to Melton in that spot. They started both Melton and House last game because Harden was out, but he's ready to return. So Melton gets a boost if PJ is out, and it's Jalen McDaniels also who hopefully gets a boost. I don't understand the Danuel House playing time or the limited minutes for Jalen McDaniels. But, you know, that's what Not a Dr. Rivers is doing. The Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, missed the last game with a hip injury. It doesn't appear to be anything significant. He should be available on Wednesday, and that means if you did stream in Bismack Biyombo, you can go ahead and move on. Kevin Durant, I'm not expecting back this week or next week. Maybe he's back two or three games before the end of the regular season. For the Portland Trailblazers, well, Jeremy Grant dealing with his quad injury. This team is bad. This coach is bad. This front office is bad, I think. And I do think that we are going to have mass shutdowns coming by the end of this week. Grant with his quad contusion, they don't play until Wednesday. If we see Jeremy Grant out again on Wednesday, that'll make it 10 days since he injured himself, and that will make me think that they are just being extraordinarily cautious and he might be done for the year. And then I think you'll see trickling over to next week is when Damian Lillard will be done for the year. I have had in the past information on the Blazers. I don't have any information on this. I haven't checked in on it. I don't have any information on this on Portland, so don't quote me as saying that. But I think that there is a decent chance, a 30% chance, we have seen the last of Jeremy Grant and that Damian Lillard is done from next week. That is my guess. With Grant out, we thought we could rely upon Trent and Watford, but they benched him and started Cam Reddish. Now, that didn't work at all. So I think Watford will actually go back into the starting lineup, and I think that he will play pretty significant minutes down the stretch, and I think he's worth having. The problem here is they don't play until Wednesday, but then they have a nice three games in five nights to end the week and a Sunday, Monday back-to-back starting into next week. So I do think Watford is going to have some pretty strong value here. Justice Winslow, with that ankle problem, I don't think he's coming back this season. The longest ankle injury of all time on Ibu Baji. I'd like him to play a game as well, but no, I don't think we're going to get him playing either. For the Sacramento Kings, they've listed Kevin Huerter as questionable for Monday with a popliteus strain. If you remember, that is the injury that Mike Conley suffered early in the season. It cost him about 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks, I think. Huerter has missed one game so far. I would be pretty stunned if he played in this Monday-Tuesday back-to-back. I think it would be highly irresponsible for him to play with like a muscle strain that's like a hamstring slash popliteus, which is the back of his knee. But they're listing him questionable. I don't know why. If he is out, it's Malik Monk, then Terrence Davis that we look to. Kessler Edwards is only a deeper league guy. Trey Lyles is also questionable after missing Saturday's game. It means there's more minutes for all those other guys. Davion Mitchell, Davis, Edwards. They didn't really bring anyone else into the rotation. They only gave an extra couple of minutes to Chimezie Metu there as well. It probably helps Keegan Murray somewhat if Trey Lyles is out. But I'm not expecting Lyles' injury to be serious. I just wish they'd give us a proper update on Huerter and rule him out. I think he shouldn't play Monday, Tuesday, and maybe he comes back Friday. But they've got a Friday, Saturday back-to-back. So if I was in charge without knowing anything that's going on with the scans or anything like that, I would say that, you know, hey, Kev, we'll see you there on Saturday. But we will see what they end up doing with that injury. This team, the San Antonio Spurs, there's no point. They have a Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-back, and I think that everybody outside of Sandro Mamukelashvili is going to sit one of these games. Devontae Graham, Sochan, Keldon Johnson, Vassell, Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Malachi Branham, Kata Bates-Diop, Romeo Langford, Doug McDermott. I think they're going to sit one of the next two games. I think actually Dominic Barlow will play both. I think there's a chance that Blake Wesley plays. He probably only plays one of them, to be honest. And I think everyone else is going to sit a game with a fake injury. Not a fake injury. They've had issues. I think Devontae Graham's a fake. Sochan has hurt his knee. Johnson's had issues with his foot. Vassell had knee surgery. Zach Collins' injury is a fake. Sorry about that. But we just have to look at them on a day-by-day basis. If there's a bunch of guys out, like the stream options become Mama Kalashvili, become Bates Diop, Branham, Trey Jones, Doug McDermott. Like, I think there'll be a time where we're talking about Julian Chapagne as a stream option. But I can't tell you anything about this team because so many of these injuries are bullshit and they're going to choose their Wednesday back-to-back and they are going to sit. I would be, again, I'm very interested to come back and check on this after Wednesday and see which Spurs played both of these games. There might be two of them. The Toronto Raptors, Scotland Barnes, left the last game with a wrist injury. They said x-rays were negative, so that's a positive sign, but I'm expecting there's going to be some sort of ligament strain. They don't play until Wednesday. If Barnesy is out, that really boosts Gaz Trent. His value should really jump up. I think they would probably end up giving more minutes to Will Barton, who honestly might be the worst player in the NBA. Why he is playing 10 minutes a night on this Raptors team, I have no idea. He's better, Jeff Doughton's better than him. Malachi Flynn's better than him. I don't know why he's playing those minutes. But because he's getting those minutes, if someone like Barnes is out, maybe Barton gets a boost in value. I would hope that would give an opportunity to Doughton to step into that role, but I don't have any trust in that whatsoever. Delano Banton's dealing with a thumb injury. That's cost him quite a bit of time here. I don't really think that he's much of anything we need to pay attention to either. Much like with the Blazers, I think the Jazz are moving into shutdown mode. Jordan Clarkson, the man on the street.
J-O-R-D-A-N-C-L-A-R-K-S-O-N.
He's going to miss his sixth consecutive game with this finger issue. He's missing Monday's game. With him out, it's Oshae Agbaji, Talen Horton-Tucker, and Chris Dunn. Now, the order that I would prioritize those guys is Horton-Tucker, Dunn, Agbaji. There's no Colin Sexton for the rest of this week. Wouldn't be shocked if he is done for the season. And as I suggested to you guys on yesterday's show, or one of yesterday's show, Lauri Markkanen is out on Monday with his back issue. He is going to miss games down the stretch. Kelly Linick is going to miss games down the stretch. These guys are going to sit games. And I would not be shocked if Markkanen's back becomes an issue here where starting next week he doesn't play. And I think it's going to happen to Kelly Linick as well with his ankle soreness. They are leaning into it right now. They've put up really strong effort all season. And the pattern to me here is that Markkanen is going to be one of Markkanen, Clarkson, and Olynyk is going to miss every game rest of season is my guess. One of those guys will miss at least every game. So they can give Agbaji 30 plus minutes a night, every night. I think that's what they're going to do. Whether that comes true or not, I don't know. But this is what I think is going to happen starting now. For the Washington Wizards, you've got the future MVP, Kyle Kuzma, who's out with an ankle problem that's been bothering him quite a bit. He did leave last game and returned, but then he was quite swollen after the game. They've got a Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-back. I would be a little bit surprised if he played in both of those games. With him out, Dan Gafford should get a boost. Danny Avdija should get a boost, and Corey Kispert definitely gets a boost. So when you're looking for threes and points, Kispert can be that option. I still think Gafford is worth having. Avdija, I'm not so sure about. Porzingis missed the game on Saturday for an illness, but he is back and ready to go on Tuesday for the Washington Wizards. And that, guys, will do it for me today. Don't forget, follow this podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. And if you're on YouTube, you thumb it up and you leave those comments down below. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.